Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe and Restaurant in Seascape.
The award-winning cafe is open daily for breakfast from 7am with lunch till 3 and open for dinner Friday and Saturday night from 5.
Ed Sheeran has flown into Melbourne on his private jet with his wife Cherry Seaborn and daughter Lyra ahead of his tribute performance at the state funeral to honour music mogul Michael Gadinski. The memorial will take place tomorrow, March 24, at Melbourne's Rod Laver Arena and will be live streamed.
Now, you know Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm.
You loved it?
I did.
Well, director Christopher Columbus has revealed that an R-rated version of that amazing 1993 comedy exists, with Robin improvising so much that some of it was too R-rated to be kept in the final PG cut. Columbus said he won't release an R-rated version, but he is considering releasing a doco with behind-the-scenes footage and those naughty lines from Robin that we all long to hear.
Oh, dear, well, they say a man who has to buy a big car like that's trying to compensate for smaller genitals, is he?
Hilarious. Get excited.
Yes! Can you feel that, buddy?
Because Ace Ventura 3 is in the works.
Alrighty then.
Morgan Creek, the production company behind the first and second film, have announced they'll be making a third movie to add to the franchise, which launched Jim Carrey's career. Although there is no confirmation if the main man himself is on board to play our favourite pet detective. With Carrey currently filming the second Sonic movie, we can see him easily slipping back into this beloved role.
Here's something just for you, Ali. John Mayer has teased on TikTok that his new album is done and ready to be released.
Ooh.
And he gave us a little sample of what's to come.
I think I'm going to drop a clip of the single.
Already.
Somebody's excited.
Yep. And we have our first look at an almost unrecognisable Mila Kunis in the upcoming movie, 4 Good Days. Kunis plays a struggling opioid addict who seeks help from her estranged mother, played by Glenn Close, to help her stay sober for 4 days so she can go to rehab. This is already being pipped for Oscar nominations. 4 Good Days is out May 21st.
I'm on a level with you, Molly. Opioids have a 97% relapse rate. You have gone through this 15 times. It's a shot we give you once a month. The shot essentially makes you immune to getting high.
Is it safe?
Are you kidding me? Now all of a sudden your body's a temple?
You have to be clean for at least a week.
4 more days, seriously?
Almost 1 day down. 3 more to go.
If there's anyone who has the strength to break free of this, it's you. I really believe that. I'm proud of you.
Somehow.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe and Restaurant in Seascape.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
The Wave.